on 1116 SEN, Sunday Sports Central with Kevin Hillier. For Tyre Power's footy finals catalogue, visit tyrepower.com.au.
It's 5:30 here on 1116 SEN, heading for another cool night tonight, down to 8 degrees tomorrow, a top of just 12. Can you believe that? They have taken the possible hail out of the forecast, which is good news, replaced it with windy. So I don't know whether that's actually really good news or just good news. But a shower or two possible today on top of just 12 degrees, down to 8 overnight. Live game in the NRL at the moment, and St George Illawarra have an 18-14 lead over the Bulldogs. Matty Logue from the Daily Telegraph is all across the NRL. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. This game's taken some twists and turns. I wasn't sure if the Bulldogs would turn up, but they certainly have.
Oh, they've been sensational, the Bulldogs. Obviously, they've had a very difficult season on and off the field. Their form has been substandard, and obviously a lot of drama with Coach Des Hasler and the salary cap as well. I don't think Hasler will be there. I think this is his last game coaching the Bulldogs, and the hot tip that it will be Dean Pay. So the Dogs have turned up, but as you said, the Dragons are leading and in the box seat to finish seventh, and that means they will play Manly next Saturday in an elimination final if the score remains the same.
And what it also means is the North Queensland Cowboys go, see you later.
Yeah, unfortunately. Like, geez, you know, they've been so brave. They've had a great season, given the circumstances with injury. Like, you take Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott out of any team, particularly Jonathan Thurston, and, you know, really it's going to be a battle to win. But the Cowboys have been in every game, and if they do bow out and the Dragons win this afternoon, well, no, it's bad luck, but I think they can go out with their heads held high.
Yeah, I mean, you take Jonathan Thurston, just one of the greatest players we've ever seen. A man who wins games off, if not, above the shoulders with his boot or with whatever he does. He's just a genius. Wouldn't have been part of the final series anyway, but it'll be funny not to see the Cowboys there.
Yeah, it will be a shame. As you said, Jonathan Thurston, he will go down as one of the greats to ever play the game, alongside someone down there from Melbourne, or a few of them actually, the likes of Cameron Smith and Billy Slater and Cooper Cronk. But yeah, look, I think that's just the way it is if the Dragons can keep this slim 4-point lead. But it'll be an amazing final series. And to be honest, it's who's going to chase down the Melbourne Storm, who have just been outstanding this season.
Well, let's talk about that. They did just a job on, and I thought the Raiders were pretty good last night, but by Jesus, the Storm did a job on them.
Oh, yeah, look, I don't know. I think they've run out of superlatives about the Melbourne Storm. They are just, they're so consistent. They're so well coached. It's been described as the best culture in Australian sport. And I tell you now, it's not, that's an accurate statement, because the way that they play every week, you've got your superstars, as I mentioned before, the Cronks and the Slaters and the Smiths, but it's the role players around that and guys that maybe wouldn't even get a start at another club, as we've seen over the years, but under the coaching of Craig Bellamy and the leadership of Cameron Smith and those superstars, they just go to another level. And again, minor premiers, and as far as I'm concerned, it's they're in the box seat because the Brisbane, the Roosters, Cronulla, a lot of the sides below them are going into the finals with inconsistent form.
And I guess the real upside for Craig Bellamy and everyone who follows the Storm is blokes like Kaufusi and that too, who weren't, by any stretch of the imagination, he wasn't even a permanent member of the starting lineup, and he's turned into a real full-on star this year.
Yeah, like that's a classic example of what Craig Bellamy, he's coaching, that's what Craig does. And I really think that's not only a testament to Craig, but the system down there. They've done that to so many players over the years. The Brett Finches, the Clint Newtons, the Chase Blair. That's a classic example. Like guys that were unwanted and not playing necessarily good football at other clubs, but they find a way to get the best out of them. They simplify it. They know their role, and they do it beautifully. And the Storm deserve favouritism, and no doubt they will be extremely hard to beat come the big games.
Matt, one of the things that I think a lot of people probably don't, whether it's the tyranny of time or whatever it is, but, you know, a player like Cameron Smith and Billy Slater, they came up through the junior system at Melbourne Storm. They weren't picked out of, you know, St George Illawarra or Cronulla or anyone as 300-game players and superstars and bought into the system. They actually came through the system.
Yeah, both picked up on the same club up there in Queensland, in Brisbane, and same with obviously with Cooper Cronk. So yeah, it's just incredible their success, and the Melbourne Storm deserve a lot of credit as well because they're in an AFL heartland, and they've had the salary cap drama, which did certainly have an impact on the club, but the way they've been able to overcome that and work tirelessly behind the scenes, not only at the first grade level, but in producing juniors out of Melbourne. And I believe their junior numbers have improved significantly over the years. And that is a great effort. And it's something that a lot of people have put in a lot of hard work. Yeah. So I think the game is very proud of and should be very proud of the Melbourne Storm. And, north of the border in New South Wales and then obviously further north in Queensland, there's almost like a jealousy, a bit of like, and in some senses with, Manly and other clubs, a rivalry there. But I think everyone in the game universally agrees that they are the best for a reason, and that's because they work hard and just that culture that they create down there, accountability, all the simple things. And, I'm looking forward to the finals just to see which team can stand up and actually go toe-to-toe.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to see if anyone can do that. And look, again, another 20,000-plus crowd last night. So the other thing that's been good about watching the Storm is that the people vote with their feet and go and watch them because they're an entertaining rugby league side to watch.
Oh, yeah. And, as I said, you're not just talking about the stars. You're talking about the role players. But what about those two wingers, like Josh Addo-Farr and Vunivalu? Like, they're amazing. Like, that's flashbacks to Lottie Dekirie and Wendell Saylor and Ken Nagus and Noah Nendruku. Like, we've been very gifted when it comes to Pacific Islander guys that, in the outside backs, they're just naturally gifted footballers and speedsters. And, I think that, the Melbourne Storm with, an unheralded forward pack, with the stars and then guys out wide like that. Yeah, but you're right, they're a joy to watch and it's good to see. That's a good crowd, 20,000. I can see that only improving.
And it's tough for us who've been born and bred on the Aussie rules game. When three players say, we're not going to be here next year, I'm going to the Warriors, as Harris has said. McLean's going to North Queensland. Cooper, we don't know what Cooper Cronk's going to do yet. But the commitment that they show, the professionalism they show, they're in it right up to their bootstraps in terms of their commitment to this finals campaign.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point because I think that really will give Melbourne an edge coming into the season. Particularly farewelling Cooper Cronk, a guy that has done so much for the Melbourne Storm on and off the field. Even last night you've seen, going around and farewelling the fans. And, I think, he took his time, and fair enough, because he's much loved. And I think that's a testament to the player and the person that he's become at the Melbourne Storm. And I think that's a huge motivation for the Storm. But I want to send Cooper out a winner. And the Storm, when it comes to tribute matches and sending guys out, they do it better than anyone else. So, I'm expecting the Storm to be there come grand final day.
Yeah, me too. Matt, I've not even heard any whispers or even any sort of scuttlebutt as to what he might be doing in 2018?
Keeps his cards very close to his chest, and he's done it on this one as well. I personally think he'll retire. I think he'll move to Sydney to be with his partner, and I think that'll be the end of him. But you never know. It's rugby league, and rugby league always throws up curveballs.
Enormous paycheck waiting for him if he wants it. If he wants to go and play somewhere for one or two seasons, he could write his own check.
That's the question, and I just personally don't know that. Like, I think what he's done at the Melbourne Storm, I don't think he necessarily has. If he wants to play on, I have no doubt he will.
Yep.
But I think what he's achieved at the Storm, to then go to another club for, say, 18 months or 12 months, I just don't know if that's what Cooper would want to do. And but as you say, he's playing out of his skin. So if he does play on, then you know, that's great for Cooper, but it's also fantastic for the for rugby league, because we get to see another 12 to 18 months out of, you know, one of the great players and one of the players too that's built off hard work, which is a great lesson for any young player.
Oh, yeah, has he ever. Mind you, it'd be funny to see him in a club jumper apart from the Storm jumper. The Queensland jumper and the Australian jumper, fine, but to see him in another club jumper would be really, really weird, I have to
say.
So
weird.
Yeah, it would be. Hey, Matt, Canterbury won't lie down. There's no walk-up start for St George. It's just about to become 20-all in this game.
Wow.
So they're not actually in the eight as yet, St George. They've got some work to do.
North Queensland sitting up there celebrating. Yes. They're on the edge of their seat. How good's that?
I can imagine Jonathan Thurston laughing, and that laugh of his is quite unique. Hey, Matt, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. And let's hope we have a great final series coming up in the NRL.